If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith, host of the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at the very least as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and I answer your phone calls and respond to your tweets. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions and straight-shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers, all that and more. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Hannah Storm, and my new podcast, NBA DNA with Hannah Storm, chronicles my 6 decades in professional basketball, from growing up in the sport to becoming one of sports TV's first female broadcasters. Join me as I dig deep into the game's history, unearth some wild stories, and talk to my friends from the world of basketball, from Dr. J to Charles Barkley. It's been a wild ride, and now I get to take you with me. Listen to NBA DNA with Hannah Storm on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
We are the creators of Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, which is a fancy way of saying
a podcast. Welcome to Locatora Radio, Season 9.
Love at first listen.
We're older, we're wiser, and we're podcasting through a new decade of our lives.
This season, we're falling in love with podcasting all over again.
And getting to the heart of our stories.
We're going places we've never gone before, and we're bringing you along with us.
With new segments, correspondence, and a brand new sound.
Season 9 is kicking off with an intimate interview with Grammy Award-winning singer-songwriter Natalia Lafourcade. What's giving you hope right now?
Well, when I see what music does to people, it gives me a lot of hope.
If you liked Locatora before, you're gonna love Season 9.
Subscribe to our show and you'll see why Locatora is your prima's favorite podcast.
Listen to Locatora Radio as part of the My Cultura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Thanks for listening to the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weeknight, 10 p.m. to 2 a.m. Eastern, 7 to 11 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every night on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Greetings and welcome inside. Final hour of the show tonight of the Jason Smith Show with my best friend Mike Harmon.
Hobo. Hobo.
Hey, buddy. What's going on? Did you buy your draft hat today?
I did not, but hey, I think they have to send us to Detroit for the draft in 2024.
We should. You vacation there. You could show me the mean streets of Detroit.
Oh, dude, I'll take you guys out. You know, I could be a great Detroit tour guide. I really could. Here's where you can go get muskrat for dinner. There we go. All right,
wait
great.
For
okay.
It. Wait for it.
Here's where we can go and gamble at the casinos down near Joe Louis Arena and Comerica Park.
Nice.
Oh, yeah. I can
hey,
see all the
speaking
places.
Of gambling at casinos, in like yeah. 4 weeks, shouldn't we be on the road somewhere?
It could be. Yeah, it could be. I think so. Might be. I think that's not a bad idea.
I think we should knock on the door and say, hey, we'd like to go.
All right.
But I mean, I'll spring for the room.
But if you have to, it's going to be like Planes, Trains, and Automobiles. You and I, it's the same room together.
Well, I'll hang a sock on the door to keep your ass out when I need to. But
man, but I can't think of it that, because all I'm thinking now is the draft, because the NFL 2024 draft is going to be in Detroit. That was big news today.
It's great.
All the White Castle we'd be able to go to, man.
True. But I mean, think about it. We also get Hard Knocks with the Lions and Dan Campbell.
Yeah, I mean, this is, hey, well look, I think
look at the rise of Detroit, buddy. Yeah. Come on, look at that.
I think if someone said, hey, Hard Knocks Lions, you would say, oh, yeah, every year is Hard Knocks. No, we're going to be on the TV show. Oh, that's cool, because, you know, yeah, Hard Knocks Lions kind of goes together. Yeah,
we've changed it to Hard Times. There's going to be a four-minute review of that great Dusty Rhodes speech again before we show you some practice footage of the Detroit Lions. Hard times.
The renaissance of Detroit. Oh, I'm telling you, man. Oh, and then we'll go get loose Coney dogs, too. Oh, my God. I want to go back now. I can't wait. Oh, my God.
You're talking about going back to Detroit. Look at how excited you are.
Dude, I haven't had White Castle in a while, man. I mean,
we could go to the Nevada border. There's one right there. Let's go. Yes.
Wait, on the California-Nevada border is a White Castle? No, it's an In-N-Out Burgers. No, it's White Castle?
No, there's
You're
a white
sure about this?
I'm pretty sure.
You're sure about that? All right, now
pretty
I want to go to the draft in Vegas, because now we can go there on
there's
the way.
Two, okay. There's two White Castles there's that I'm two? Aware of.
We'll
there's
hit both
one
of
near
them.
The border,
Bam.
And then there's
Bam.
One. Yeah.
Okay. All right.
I promise you, there's plenty.
Right. Now I'm in, man. Now, yes. Now we'll talk to our boss, Scott Shapiro, about doing the show from the draft.
See, there you go.
Now we'll talk about it. Yes, now we'll do it. Okay, very
See
good.
See how I brokered that all out. See, I'm an idea man.
Why didn't you tell me, hey, we could go and on the way go to White Castle? You know how I feel about that. I would have said yes right away. I've been trying to get you to do a road trip
for years. I thought my company of hanging out in casinos and places of ill repute would have been enough. Instead,
is that what we were going to do? That's what we were going to
do? I don't know.
Out? Really?
Well, gamble, drink,
oh my God,
debauchery. No.
Well,
it's Vegas, baby.
Yeah, but you say ill repute, that people don't think, oh, going to casinos. No. People don't think about that when you say
that's
ill repute.
It's theater of the mind. You think what you need to think, people. Whatever's going to entertain you, thinking about Smith and I taking over the Vegas Strip, me in a jaunty hat, he in a Mets shirt.
Yeah.
Suddenly, and see what chaos ensues.
Suddenly we're in Eyes Wide Shut, and now we're oh, my goodness.
But hey, they never sequelized it. We can make that happen.
Eyes Wide Shut 2.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon weekdays at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith. When I'm not at my day job, First Take, you can find me in my studio hosting the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, at the very least, as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and politics. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions on those nauseating Cowboy fans, the chaos in Washington, D.C., and trending topics on social media, as well as my straight shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers. And I occasionally give out love advice. Yes, it's true. If you want to know my true feelings about something, I'll give it to you straight. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast.
I'm Hannah Storm, and my podcast, NBA DNA with Hannah Storm, digs deep into the history of professional basketball, along with my own as one of the first female sportscasters.
Now let's get you up to speed on what else happened around the NBA today.
We talked to all sorts of people I interacted with, from Dr. J to Charles Barkley. and recap iconic moments.
Yes, he's got it. Here he comes. Ray rocked the baby to sleep and slam dunk.
As well as some of the wild stories behind the scenes.
We were like, what? What are we in for? The scoreboard crashes before we even tip a game off.
Today, the NBA is a global sports and entertainment giant. Players are multimillionaires and cultural icons.
Iguodala to Curry, back to Iguodala, up for the layup. Oh, blocked by James! LeBron James!
And these stories are about how we got here, both on and off the court. And what's next? Listen to NBA DNA with Hannah Storr on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And guess what? So are we.
Just in case you forgot, I'm Tori Deal. I'm a 6-time finalist and a Challenge champion.
And I'm Anissa Ferrer, and I've been gracing your screens for the last 2 decades. I am a veteran challenger and Challenge All-Star.
And speaking of All-Stars, All-Stars 4 is finally here.
I'm going to be honest. I literally thought this day was never going to come.
Well, the Challenge gods have answered our prayers, and we're going to be right here along with you fans covering every episode on the podcast.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, redemption seekers, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
Anyone can win, relationships matter, and only one all-star will claim the title of Challenge Champion.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Who will be selected number one? Which teams will trade up and down? And who will be crowned Mr. Irrelevant? It's time for the 2024 NFL Draft. And iHeart is your home for the NFL Podcast Network. Get all the insights, mock drafts, and trade rumors with podcasts like Around the NFL and Move the Sticks. Open the free iHeart app and search NFL Draft for dozens of podcasts, playlists, and live stations to get you ready for the weekend's big event.
Let's go!
Listen to NFL podcasts on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search NFL to start listening.
877-99 on Fox, the Jason Smith Show with my best friend Mike Harmon. All right, so let me get into this here for a couple seconds.
All right, let's
because
go.
I hate to say that I told you so, but if you remember, a few weeks ago, watching the Lakers free fall through the standings, I said, "Watch what happens with LeBron James. He's going to play." Because he wants to pass Karl Malone, wants to have this year be the year I pass Karl Malone for number two overall. Next year, when he passes Kareem for most points in a career, he will play until it looks like the Lakers could fall out of the play-in round. All right, he already made his bet with the team this year. Okay, it's not good. We're not playing well. There's no Anthony Davis. The Russell Westbrook thing was a disaster. Okay, but the play-in round seemed all right. It seemed passable. If we get into the play-in round, all right, because that's still kind of in the playoffs. He would play as long as they were safely in the play-in round. But the minute it looked like they could fall out, that's when I said, watch and see how many games LeBron plays from that point forward. Because he's not going to be on the hook for the Lakers missing the playoffs, right? He's not going to wait until it's too late. Oh, we're 2 or 3 games out with 3 games left. Now I'm stopping playing. No, because he would get the blame for it. And clearly, LeBron will. It will be everywhere. As soon as the Lakers are eliminated, LeBron couldn't get the Lakers into the playoffs. He's not going to want that hanging around him. Not going to want it. But that's exactly what it's going to be. LeBron's not the same guy. He's not nearly as good. Look at him. He was able to get the Cavaliers to the finals on his back. He can't even get the Lakers into the playoffs. And he's not going to want that because that's really damaging to him and his image. So as long as the Lakers were safe in the play-in round, okay. And they had a 3-game lead a couple of days ago. And look, teams don't get hot at the end because there's a reason why you're at the bottom of the play-in round. You're not a good team. But now, after the Spurs have won again, they're only a half game back of the Lakers. And what did we find out after the Lakers lost yesterday? LeBron's going to miss tomorrow night's game. So is Anthony Davis, who is back to practice, but he's not going to play. So now suddenly, here they are now, a half game away from falling out of it, and now LeBron's going to miss this game. I wonder how many more games is he going to play in? Is he going to miss the next two or three or four games with a sprained ankle? Oh, I can't play. Because I told a few weeks ago, he's not going to have that be on his resume. I'm not going to be the guy responsible that my greatness can't get the Lakers in the playoffs. I wonder how much he's going to play the rest of the way, and it starts tomorrow night, where I firmly expect them to lose tomorrow night, and then they're going to fall a half game out of the playoffs, and then who knows when we see LeBron James again. But just watch. I told you this a few weeks ago.
Hardest schedule left with 8 games remaining. We talked about it when LeBron first started citing his knee and how it would be inflamed and made it a little difficult on him. With 8 games remaining, you've got Dallas, then Utah, 2 road games before New Orleans, a team that, because of the Oscar flap, folks didn't recognize the collapse, even in the sporting world. Too busy talking about the road to the Final Four, the next setup for WrestleMania, and everything else with Will Smith and the Oscars. Meanwhile, the Lakers gave up a 20-plus point lead to the Pelicans. I'm just going to let that sit there a second. 3, 2, and next. And then you got Denver, Phoenix, Golden State, Oklahoma City, and then the finale against Denver. And here's the cold, hard truth for LeBron James, for the Lakers, and everybody else. There, nothing that happens these final 8 games is getting you away from what an abject failure this season has been. Right? Frank Vogel stumping for him for MVP, that's fantastic. Good for you. Please don't fire me. Look how brilliant he's been in night in, night out. The athleticism, the heroic plays, all this. Please don't fire me, LeBron. I really would like to be the coach. You just need to get me a couple of guys that actually want to play defense once in a while, because, you know, they kind of shipped all those other guys out. That's really kind of the message being sent here, from Vogel, at least. And people trying to get that narrative flowing of, could he win an MVP? No, he can't. Okay? He can't. The team's been terrible. He helped construct it. I know, folks, when it works, yeah, look at what LeBron's able to do and bring people together. When it doesn't, hey, that's Rob Pelinka's fault and Genie Buss's, man. That's all on them. LeBron is just a player. How dare you put that on he and Clutch Sports? Like, no, you can't have it both ways. He's either the great architect or he's just a guy in the locker room. He's just a player. And we all know better than that. You can't sell us that bill of goods. Likewise, now, if he shut it down and didn't play another game and they fall out, you're not escaping it. You're just not. You're not going to suddenly throw away the first 74 games of a season, minus the ones he's already sat out, and be able to say, well, hey, it just didn't work, and it's other folks to blame. Look, if they got... They try to do it with Russell Westbrook a little bit. If that failed in the playoffs, to me, that's where Russell Westbrook would be on the hook more, right? You get into a 7-game series and there's a collapse and a fail because he can't shoot well, or he makes a mistake, gets too cute with the ball, right? And the turnover margin starts to flow. Then all of a sudden, all right, we'll push it back on Russell Westbrook a little bit. Because as of now, he's been the guy that you expected, and you didn't let him be himself, right? You tried to change a guy after watching him for 12 years. Yeah, he'll be a different guy here. What the hell are you kidding me? Who thought that was a good idea to try to go that way? We said it before the season ever began. The guy that's going to have to change is going to have to be LeBron James. And what happened? Over the course of the season, he did a lot more as a center, and it worked out well for him individually. Unfortunately, you didn't build the rest of a squad, and Anthony Davis can't stay on a court.
Well, that's been what it is. He's no longer, and that's the big thing about LeBron James, is he's still
needs
a great
more help.
Player. Yes, right? But he's no longer a player that's going to make everybody around him better. He's a guy that I'm going to get my points and my rebounds, and but is he going to control the game like he used to? No. He's a star player that's going to get his, but he no longer makes the team better around, and he needs more help than just Anthony Davis, who's in and out of the lineup and can't take care of his body, and Russell Westbrook, who's been a disaster. faster, right? And that's what the Lakers have to understand is that, okay, this is not going to be the case of, you know, hey, we get some, we replace Russell Westbrook with somebody else. Now we got a big three next year. No, it's, oh, we need to go a little bit deeper than that. We need to make sure we have a bench where guys can come in the second unit and can play pretty well. And we can take some of this onus off of LeBron and maybe put the ball in somebody's hands a little bit more than we had. I mean, these are big moves that the Lakers are going to have to make because LeBron's not the same guy. He's not that, hey, I will make everybody around me better guy. He's not that guy anymore. He hasn't been for probably, I would say, look, they won the title in the bubble, and probably early on the next season, he became a different kind of player and wasn't that guy anymore.
Yeah, no, it's time to reevaluate where you're at, right? And it doesn't take away from what LeBron James once was in terms of dragging rosters that folks mocked deep into playoffs. That doesn't change history. But at 37, going on 38, extra playoff runs, whatever, he can still do it individually, but dragging guys along ain't happening. And Anthony Davis not being available is a big deal and something they can't get out of, right? He was going to be the guy they were going to pass the reins to. Okay, for what, half a season every year? And then hoping he's ready for whatever playoff run comes, if it does? And right now you're on the hook so much of your... And again, we talk about salary caps, and you and I wink to the audience, right? We wink to all of you coast to coast, knowing how these things are manipulated and you can get creative and all. But the reality is you have three guys that basically, hey, you want to come here on a minimum and come hang out with the guys? You could say you're a LeBron's teammate. That's kind of where we're at in the way the roster is structured right now. So trying to find those next pieces. And let's face it, they thought Talen Horton-Tucker was going to become a consistent guy. Nah, that didn't happen either. So you look at it as a whole, LeBron James can't escape what this season is. That doesn't mean you go and start bashing him, and anybody that spends a lot of their breath and hangs out in their mansions, having done many, many shows and segments and columns on GOAT conversations, they can keep that and continue to do that. For me, it's a, where are you at in your career? Sometimes this is the cold, hard look in the mirror of, all right, we got to change how we're doing business.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon weekdays at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Mike, check. Mike, check.
If you want exclusive insight from the biggest names in the sports game, what's good? This is national champion and former pro baller Chris Johnson. And let me tell you a little bit about my new series, KJ Live.
KJ Live is the only show featuring me going one-on-one with the brightest basketball minds on the planet to get the real.
And when I say real, I mean that real. I got legendary Hall of Famers, elite coaches, and the top basketball insiders bringing you a unique perspective on all things hoops culture that you will not find anywhere else.
To make your next move your best move.
And tap in with me on KJ Live, wherever you get your podcast from.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith. When I'm not at my day job, First Take, you can find me in my studio hosting the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, at the very least, as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and politics. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions on those nauseating Cowboy fans, the chaos in Washington, D.C., and trending topics on social media, as well as my straight shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers. And I occasionally give out love advice. Yes, it's true. If you want to know my true feelings about something, I'll give it to you straight. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast.
I'm Hannah Storm, and my podcast, NBA DNA with Hannah Storm, digs deep into the history of professional basketball, along with my own as one of the first female sportscasters.
Now let's get you up to speed on what else happened around the NBA today.
We talked to all sorts of people I interacted with, from Dr. J to Charles Barkley, and recap iconic moments.
Yes, he's got it. Here he comes. Ray rocked the baby to sleep and slam dunk.
As well as some of the wild stories behind the scenes.
We were like, what? What are we in for? The scoreboard crashes before we even tip a game off.
Today, the NBA is a global sports and entertainment giant. Players are multimillionaires and cultural icons.
Iguodala to Curry, back to Iguodala, up for the layup. Oh, blocked by James! LeBron James!
And these stories are about how we got here, both on and off the court. And what's next? Listen to NBA DNA with Hannah Storr on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season. And guess what? So are we. Just in case you forgot, I'm Tori Deal. I'm a 6-time finalist and a Challenge champion.
And I'm Anissa Ferrer, and I've been gracing your screens for the last 2 decades. I am a veteran challenger and Challenge All-Star.
And speaking of All-Stars, All-Stars 4 is finally here.
I'm going to be honest. I literally thought this day was never going to come.
Well, the Challenge gods have answered our prayers, and we're going to be right here along with you fans covering every episode on the podcast.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, redemption seekers, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
Anyone can win, relationships matter, and only one all-star will claim the title of Challenge Champion.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Who will be selected number one? Which teams will trade up and down? And who will be crowned Mr. Irrelevant? It's time for the 2024 NFL Draft. And iHeart is your home for the NFL Podcast Network. Get all the insights, mock drafts, and trade rumors with podcasts like Around the NFL and Move the Sticks. Open the free iHeart app and search NFL Draft for dozens of podcasts, playlists, and live stations to get you ready for the weekend's big event.
Let's go!
Listen to NFL podcasts on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search NFL to start listening.
Fox Sports Radio, the Jason Smith Show with my best friend, Mike Harmon.
You can't keep me cooped up in here, okay? I am a peacock. You got to let me fly.
No, I'm still shouted proud.
No, peacocks lost. That's new story. New story now. This is Duke, the Duke Invitational, rolling along just like I said it would. Watching the aftermath of the Oscars today, the Will Smith slap. And clearly that did a lot for ratings because you had 15 million people at some point watching the Oscars, which is higher than it was last year, but still a far cry from the 30 million people that watched it just a few years ago. And, you know, while you can say, yeah, Will Smith saved the Oscars because, you know, without him, are more than 10 million people watching it? No, because there's so many issues with the Oscars, and it's hard for them to adjust with the times. And you wonder what happened to a TV show that was routinely the number two TV show of the year behind the Super Bowl. Super Bowl was always number one. Oscars were number two. Now the Oscars does what a really good Thursday night football game is going to do. And that's the reality for the Oscars now. It's becoming a niche format because the Oscars just doesn't resonate like it used to. And, you know, like I said, there's lots of reasons for this because you can go into the streaming aspect of it and certain other things that go into the Oscars, the dilution of the 10 Best Picture nominees. There's many reasons. But in the end, it's kind of a JAG event now. All right. It's like the MLB All-Star Game and the NBA All-Star Game and the Pro Bowl, where years ago they were dominant events and you watch it every year and it meant a lot. And then over the course of time, the popularity of the event has kind of seen its day. And with the evolution of television habits and different ways we consume products,
It's not an Oscars universe anymore. It's not a Major League Baseball All-Star Game universe anymore. So what did All-Star Game start to do? Let's make all kinds of crazy-ass changes to get more people to watch. We're going to give home field in the World Series to the winner of the Baseball All-Star Game. The NBA All-Star Game, we're going to have winners at every quarter and the Elam ending. And the NHL All-Star Game changes every 8 seconds. And all they're doing is trying to stop the descent. They're never getting the viewers back that they had. It's never getting back to where it was. But now it's just, let's put these changes in to slow the descent and slow the losing of numbers so it doesn't get embarrassingly low. That's really what's left for the Oscars. And the same thing with professional sports All-Star games. Let's just put these new things out there and hopefully the audience won't decrease so much where this can still kind of be a big enough event. But the days of what the Oscars were, those days are gone. They're not coming back.
Well, but it's also like ratings for shows in general. You know, trying to figure out what the new normal is for what constitutes a popular show. Right? When you try to go through traditional Nielsen rankings into streaming and how do you encapsulate this for things that are more gathering of audience, football games and things like the Oscars events, you know, how do you properly capture who's watching it? How do you motivate them? Right? We've got so many award shows, so many different events, and you talk about All-Star games, like, you know, for the most part, the guys you really want to see might be still participating, say, in a Super Bowl, or may have just said, you know what, it's my seventh one, I ain't coming back. You know, so, or we're not going to play defense until the fourth, you know, 4 minutes left, whatever. I mean, there's a million reasons why it comes together. So you try to accept it, have a gimmick or two, and you know, at some point, make it funny.
Twitter at How About a Fresca. Mike at Swollen Dome. Our Best Of podcast goes up in about 10 minutes on iTunes. Rate us, subscribe. We'll love you forever and ever and ever. My buddy Ben Maller coming up next. This is Fox Sports Radio.
Keep my wife's name.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith, host of the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at the very least as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and I answer your phone calls and respond to your tweets. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions and straight-shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers, all that and more. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Hannah Storm, and my new podcast, NBA DNA with Hannah Storm, chronicles my 6 decades in professional basketball, from growing up in the sport to becoming one of sports TV's first female broadcasters. Join me as I dig deep into the game's history, unearth some wild stories, and talk to my friends from the world of basketball, from Dr. J to Charles Barkley. It's been a wild ride, and now I get to take you with me. Listen to NBA DNA with Hannah Storm on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
We are the creators of Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, which is a fancy way of saying
a podcast. Welcome to Locatora Radio, Season 9.
Love at first listen.
We're older, we're wiser, and we're podcasting through a new decade of our lives.
This season, we're falling in love with podcasting all over again.
And getting to the heart of our stories.
We're going places we've never gone before, and we're bringing you along with us.
With new segments, correspondence, and a brand new sound.
Season 9 is kicking off with an intimate interview with Grammy Award-winning singer-songwriter Natalia Lafourcade. What's giving you hope right now?
Well, when I see what music does to people, it gives me a lot of hope.
If you liked Locatora before, you're gonna love Season 9.
Subscribe to our show and you'll see why Locatora is your prima's favorite podcast.
Listen to Locatora Radio as part of the My Cultura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And so are we.
I'm Tori Deal.
And I'm Anissa Ferreira.
The wait is over, guys. All Stars 4 is finally here.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
And we're going to be right here along with you fans, covering every episode on the podcast.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.